Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you put a bandit sign up, you're one of like 1,000 signs that are junking up their eyeballs. They don't really care about that. They want speed. They want efficiency. You're probably going to have better luck with PPC, SEO, the online cold calling methods.
Best ever listeners, I'm proud to announce Mini Masterminds as a component of this year's Best Ever Conference. This year's Best Ever Conference is virtual, so we've added something that we've never done before, and I'm confident you're going to get a lot of value from it. When you join the Best Ever Conference, you will be thoughtfully placed into a mini mastermind group. And to give you an idea of what these mini masterminds are, it's going to be about 6 to 8 people, fellow Best Ever attendees. And if you've attended the Best Ever Conference, you know that the quality of attendees is very high. And we have experienced investors who are also good people. I'm sure there's some bad people out there, but I've never come across them at the conference. They're people who want to help, and people who want to network, and people who are successful already in commercial real estate. So you'll want to be a part of these mini masterminds. And in these mini masterminds, we're going to thoughtfully place you in a group with other attendees, and you're going to have different meetings virtually with them, and we're going to help facilitate those meetings. So they're going to be all around a topic, and each of the masterminds will have a different topic. For example, one mastermind, you'll talk about what resources, relationships, investments, etc., have made the biggest difference in your life, and what do you think you're missing for that next big life change or that next big milestone in business. So we're going to prompt your mini mastermind group with a topic, and then you all will discuss. And we'll do that for 7 mini mastermind sessions. So you're going to get to know other attendees really well, and you're going to get the maximum amount of networking opportunities to go deep with people, because ultimately what I found out is the more people I know is beneficial, but what really moves the needle on business is going deep with a select number of people and really establishing substantive relationships with them. So go to bec2021.com sign up for the Best Ever Conference, get thoughtfully placed in the Mini Mastermind group as a result of that. Mini Masterminds are going to start November 1st. And when you sign up now, you're going to lock in the best price because prices go up each week. And on top of this, I'm going to give you a code so that you can get 10% off. And that is MyBEC10. So when you sign up at BEC2021.com, put in the code MyBEC10, the number 10, and you'll get an additional 10% off. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Becca Shea. Becca, how are you doing today?
Hey, Theo. I'm awesome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation. A little bit about Becca. She works full-time with the Real Estate Investing Mastermind Group, Seven Figure Flipping. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see her shirt with Seven Figure Flipping on it. She started investing in 2013. Her portfolio consists of 60 rehabs as well as over 120 wholesales. She is based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and her website is sevenfigureflipping.com, and that's the number seven, not spelled out, just sevenfigureflipping.com. So Becca, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and then what you're focused on today?
Yeah, I would love to. So I went to college for mechanical engineering on an ROTC scholarship, got out, did 4 years in the Navy, went to work in mechanical engineering for about 7 years doing commercial construction energy efficiency work, and got tired of traveling all the time. I was traveling like 75% of the time for that job. Loved the work. So I had always wanted to flip a house, and I was pregnant with my third daughter. And when I was on maternity leave, I was like, let's just do this, because that's obviously what you're supposed to do on maternity leave, is not just tend to your third child, but flip a house. And it went really well. So I started growing that business. The first year I rehabbed 3 houses, the next year I rehabbed 6 houses. And then I set this goal to rehab 12 houses, one a month. And I joined this real estate mastermind, Seven Figure Flipping, to help accelerate that growth. It did. It kind of skyrocketed my trajectory. And I ended up doing wholesaling as well. So like you said, over the past 7 years, have rehabbed about 60 houses. I've wholesaled around 120 deals. I have 12 rentals. And then last year, an opportunity came up to come work full-time with them as the membership director at Seven Figure Flipping. And I jumped at it. So one of the things that we do that's really unique, and actually the reason why I got asked to come aboard, was I had been running these small group accountability sessions just on my own as a member, because I realized the power of focus and really laying out the path and the actions you want to take to achieve your goal. So I had been running these quarterly accountability sessions, and they were like, let's formalize this. We want to make this available to all the members. So that's what I do. I'm kind of a process and accountability ninja.
How many flips did you end up doing in year 3? Your goal was 12. Did you do 12 or more?
I think I did 16.
16. Okay, 16. Perfect. And that was because of this mastermind group, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I guess a timely question is, how do we replicate the benefits of in-person mastermind groups virtually without being able to see people in person? And you can talk about it in regards to the overall mastermind group, or you can even talk about it more specifically to these small accountability sessions you were talking about.
Oh, this is great, because this is on my mind all the time. As part of our mastermind, we do quarterly meetings. So we went on a cruise in February and it was amazing. And then coronavirus hit. So we've had a virtual event in April, and we just had a virtual event in July. And then we're having this huge conference open to the public in October, Flip Hacking Live, which is just amazing and awesome. So we're going virtual. And yeah, you really run into this idea of, first off, entrepreneurs are really scatterbrained. Hence, your podcast is only like 25 minutes. Their attention spans are tiny. And when you can get them to go away to a conference and be locked in a room, you get more of their attention. So that's the one struggle we really hit right now, is when it's virtual, how do you engage them? So some of the things that we've been doing are providing short bursts of content followed by engaging things like quizzes and games and breakout sessions where they can talk to each other. I think it's really important now more than ever to have that small peer group that you can connect with and share with.
How do you do breakout sessions virtually? How does that work?
So Zoom actually has a pretty cool feature where it'll allow you to do breakouts. So like, let's say we're presenting to 200 or 300 people. You can then do these breakout rooms and break it down into 5 to 6 people in a separate room. So usually we'll say like, hey, I want everybody to share their top takeaway. We're going to break you up into groups of 5. Just spend a few minutes talking about what you just got out of that last presentation. How did it impact you? Because the point of education is to hit people where it's most important to them. And if you can't do that, then you're just a talking head.
What are some games you've done or plan on doing at these virtual events?
So right now we have 2 groups. The runway group is for people just getting started in investing. And that just opens and closes. It kicks off at our Flip Hacking Live event in October. It's a 12-month program, almost like a class that you go through with. But we have a higher level group, Altitude. And we want to do a member appreciation event for them. So we're going to bring in a really high profile, awesome speaker to do a like leadership workshop with us, which I'm not going to spill the beans on. But then the other thing is we're going to do is a contest. And it will probably already have happened by the time this airs. So I think I can share the details. But I bought a 3D dollhouse, like a 3D puzzle. And we're going to have a contest. We're going to break people up in red team and blue team. We're going to pick 2 charities, have the charities come in and fight for why their team needs to win. And then we're going to set them to work having a competition, building these 3D puzzles and decorating them with whatever stuff they have around their house and stuff like that. And then we'll do Zoom breakout rooms throughout it. So you can be like, hey, what are you doing? How's that going? Did you build that? That looks cool.
I was talking to someone last week and she mentioned when you're doing these engaging things, have it involve something people already have in their own homes and getting them out of their chairs and things like that. So thank you for sharing that, because I was always curious of what people are going to start doing now that they can't hold in-person mastermind groups, in-person conferences. Do you mind, you mentioned one of the reasons why you were on the show is that accountability groups. Maybe walk us through that, how it started, and then maybe the benefits of it, and then how people can replicate that themselves to get the benefits of an accountability group.
So it's funny because the reason I joined the mastermind is because I had been networking with other investors, and there were 4 or 5 like-minded, kind of shared my core values investors who had goals as big as my goals were, which I think is the first thing. Find people who share your vision and have your work ethic, and then ask them if they want to meet once a week. And then the thing that I find people really struggle with, and I think we'll come back to this in the lightning round, is getting clarity on exactly what they want to accomplish. Every time a new member comes into our group, I'm like, what's the one thing you're going to focus on this quarter? And they're like, I'm going to hire someone. I'm going to put some systems in place. I'm going to raise a bunch of money. I said, no. What's the one thing? Let's just move the needle one space forward, because when you try to implement all that stuff, you just spin your wheels. You don't get anywhere. So I think the key to accountability is, number one, getting laser focused on what success looks like, putting a timeline on it. There's a book called The 12-Week Year. This book changed my life. It's what was the genesis for these accountability groups. So get the 12-week year, find some people who you respect, who have similar goals, and then get accountable to them and know exactly what you're being accountable for.
And then do you do these over Zoom now?
Yeah, because we're a national mastermind. We were always doing them over Zoom. So my accountability meeting is Monday morning at 8 a.m. for 30 minutes. I meet with the same 7 people every week. They know exactly what I'm working on. They know exactly what actions I was supposed to take. So I have to say to them, you score your actions. So I'm like, I was at 20% on my actions, or I was at 80% on my actions last week.
If I want to learn more about this, do you have somewhere I can go to learn more about how to create my own accountability group, like a blog post or anything?
I don't have one. I should. I wish I did. I don't really. But I would say start with this. The 12-week year is really super impactful. I heard about it from somebody else, and I'm happy to pass that along.
Do you focus more on flipping or wholesaling?
I started as a rehabber and I added in wholesaling to feed my rehabbing machine to make sure I always had a deal. And then that grew bigger. And at some point I shifted off of rehabbing into wholesaling, and I realized that actually was the wrong choice for me. I identify as a rehabber, and I've now come to realize that they're 2 different mindsets almost. So I would say to people who are unsure where they're at, ask yourself, do you like marketing and sales, or do you like project management? And whichever one you line up with probably is a little bit more project management, probably landlords, rehabbers. That's me. Okay. I like processes.
What's the number one source of the deals you've done? So you've got 60 rehabs, 120 wholesales, so over 180 deals. What's the number one way you've gotten these deals?
It was probably direct mail or bandit signs. I do marketing consulting on the side for some people. So I can tell you that marketing is a very living animal. And actually, I wrote a chapter on marketing in a real estate investing book that's coming out in the fall. And what I would say is understand where you live. So probably if I have a minute to give this advice, when I would say when you're looking to do marketing, consider the mindset of the people you're marketing to. So I always say, if you're rural, the things that usually work are like bandit signs, direct mail, that stuff where it feels like you're a local person to them and they can trust you. There's a lot of skepticism in the rural communities. Whereas when you're in the city, if you put a bandit sign up, you're one of like 1,000 signs that are junking up their eyeballs. They don't really care about that. They want speed. They want efficiency. You're probably going to have better luck with PPC, SEO, the online cold calling methods.
Solid advice. All right. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Focus and then take action. Important action.
I like it. Nice, simple, and to the point. All right, Becca, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Here's the problem with virtual events. You don't get to connect with others in the way that you would for in-person events. So with this year's Best Ever Conference, it is virtual and we're fixing that problem. We are introducing mini masterminds where you're going to get to know 6 to 8 real estate investors who are accomplished and who will help you and you will help them grow each other's business. Go to BEC2021.com, sign up for the Best Ever Conference, and enter the code MYBEC10, and you'll get a 10% off on top of the lowest price, which is today, because the prices go up each week. BEC2021.com.
Okay, besides the book you just showed us, what's your best ever book?
The Obstacle is the Way, because I find that so much of this journey this past 7 years has been mindset. Just constantly resetting my mindset when I get beat down or things don't go the way I want. So The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Marketing analytics, not just in real estate, for all kinds of companies.
Tell us about a time you lost money on a deal, how much you lost, and what lessons you learned.
Do I have to?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I lost $90,000 on a rehab once. It was a $500,000 price point ARV in a nice suburban area. And the septic system failed, but it was on an acre lot. And I, to that point, had assumed, hey, if it's an acre, I'll be able to find a place to put a new septic system in. And I couldn't. It didn't perk. So I was stuck with this house that had a failed septic system. And I had designs for holding tanks and I sold it like that, but I had to basically discount the property around 100K and I held it forever.
And so what was the main takeaway that you applied to future deals?
If it has a septic system, always get an inspection and always have the perk test prior to buying the property.
Now let's get a little bit more positive. Tell us about a time you made the most money on a deal or the best deal you've done if it wasn't making a lot of money. Tell us about that deal.
The best one, I would say, because it was easy and I made a ton of money, was $65,000, almost a wholesale. I bought the property. I did very minimal work, cleaned it out, replaced the roof, and sold it and made $65,000.
How'd you find that deal?
Marketing. I don't know what channel it came in off of, though.
Okay. And how'd you find the buyer for that deal?
MLS. I always list my properties on the MLS, and I always hire another agent to do it because I get way too emotionally involved.
Do you tell us about a time that you got way too emotionally involved on a deal and why you decided to use an agent?
Reply to inspections. Every time. I have literally almost blown up deals because I get so angry at the reply to inspections. I'm like, this house is perfect. It's so much better than everything on the market. And you want $6,000 of repairs. I don't do a good job with that.
When you say reply to inspections, you mean when you have a buyer and then they do the inspection, they say, I want you to fix this and this and this, or I want you to give me $100,000.
Yeah.
What is the best ever way you'd like to give back?
I really like when I have time to just spend 20 or 30 minutes talking with someone about what their goal is and helping them get clarity on what they need to focus on and what the important actions are.
Perfect. And then lastly, what is the best ever place to reach you? And I know you had a few things you also wanted to give away, so I'll give you time to talk about those as well.
Cool. The best place to find me is on Facebook. I'm there all the time. So Becca Shea, B-E-K-A-S-H-E-A. I think it's Becca underline Shea is my actual Facebook tag. And then I use a project management software called Asana, which is great for task management. So I was saying earlier that you said your audience really likes checklists and stuff, and I love checklists. I've created two templates, one for wholesaling, one for rehabbing, that I personally would use in my business to make sure I didn't miss anything. I will give those away. They will be at sevenfigureflipping, the number not spelled out, sevenfigureflipping.com/Asana, A-S-A-N-A, sevenfigureflipping.com/Asana. And I'm hoping that I can get my IT person to do that right after the show.
And then what about your events? You kind of mentioned it briefly, but do you want to talk about that as well?
Yes. We have Flip Hacking Live coming up, which is going to be a 3-day virtual event, which is going to be crazy. We talk about engaging people. We actually hired this company that they do Tony Robbins events. So it's going to be insane. All the speakers are going to come together and present to you directly like you're in there, and your face will be up on a monitor. And as much as we can make it feel like you're in person, you will be there. But the real reason you should come is because of the content. All the flippers and wholesalers I know who are doing hundreds of deals a year, we're going to be coming there and sharing whatever their superpower is. So I guarantee you'll get at least one gold nugget out of it. Flip Hacking Live.
Perfect. All right, Rebecca. Well, I appreciate coming on the show and sharing your best ever advice with us today. We talked about how to best do mastermind groups, accountability groups, and meetup groups. Why not in person? So you talked about how entrepreneurs have really short attention span. So it's really great to just lock them in a room where they can't do anything else. Whereas now they're in their homes. And so you don't really know if they're paying attention or not. It's really hard to get them to pay attention. So you said that ways to do that is to provide shorter bursts of education as opposed to just lecturing at them for the entire time. And then in between those short bursts of content, doing engaging things like quizzes, games, breakout sessions. You can do breakout sessions on Zoom, which is interesting. And then you talk about contests, your 3D dollhouse creating contests. That's pretty interesting. And then obviously quizzes as well. You talk about your accountability group. So you said find people who share your vision and have the same work ethic as you. Then ask them if they want to meet once per week. You said you do yours every Monday at 8 a.m. for 30 minutes. A great way to start the week. And he's mentioned that it's important to get clarity on what you want to accomplish. So accountability groups can help you with this. You can't just to yourself say, I want to raise a bunch of money this month. Whereas if you're in an accountability group, you can get more specific on the one or two things you want to do that quarter. These you can also do over Zoom. And I really like, you kind of brushed over it a little bit, but scoring your actions. So you said that you give yourself like a 20% or a 50% based off of your previous week's actions. So I thought that was cool as well, helpful. For marketing, most of your deals come through direct mailing and bandit signs. And then you said that you need to understand the mindset of your target demographic. So the two examples you gave were rural versus urban. So in rural areas, direct mailing and bandit signs work better because they want to build a relationship with you, right? They want to know who you are. And it's going to be more personal and kind of longer term. Whereas in the urban areas, they don't want bandit signs. There's millions of bandit signs everywhere. They're probably getting 10 pieces of direct mail every single day. So SEO and pay-per-click advertising works a lot better. And your best ever advice was to focus and then take important action. And then at the end, you gave us the website to get the free content, which is sevenfigureflipping.com/Asana. And then your event in October. So Becca, thank you for joining us. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.